TR Mobile. Bro, TR. This is KK4JBQ. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Larry. Let me turn this radio down. Oh, you're a night owl. I'm headed down to the GSP International Airport to pick up the kids coming in from Michigan. How say you, Larry?
I'm good here. And how excited you must be. So it's going to be Christmas with the kids again. How wonderful is that?
Well, that's a fact. Oh, they had to go through Atlanta. Last year they had a direct flight from Detroit when we went up there in June for Abby's graduation. And they discontinued it, so they changed their flight through Atlanta. But it's only about 30-some minutes over here. They're due in at 11:37. And I watch them on that flightaware.com, and you can track them. And it tells you the altitude and the speed and all of that. So everything's been on time tonight. And they said Atlanta was relatively calm. I guess it was because it was late, Larry.
Considering the weather anomalies that have been in the news lately, it is truly a blessing to have a calm night to do, you know, to be up in the air and flying along in an aluminum tube.
And I'm not too crazy about that with all this COVID stuff, but they all been vaccinated 3 times, so daughter, or our granddaughter, is home from Ohio State, and she's on Christmas leave, and so she drove back down to Detroit, and then they all come together, which was very nice. And I think they'll appreciate the 70-degree weather it's supposed to be on Christmas, Larry.
Yeah, you can count on that. Yeah, well, it's nice that you should be so hospitable, truly. Tell me, how's Denise doing?
Well, she's listening to us right now, and she's at home. And I'm up here on Highway 101 headed south. It's only about 20 minutes to the airport from our house. And she's got two nice German, and they look like a nut roll. They look like a big loaf of bread, only they swirl like a pumpkin roll. Only they're German nut rolls, and they're called Potica, P-O-T-I-C-A. And those are going in the oven as I left.
Fair, Tom. It's just not fair that you should be talking about food like that. Well, Donna's a good cook, but she's, you know, she stays busy with other things. And I'm not the connoisseur of food. I'm not a foodie, I guess. I do love Bernice's cooking. If she's listening, I'll just give her an earful. I'll tell you, Bernice, it's been a while since I ate at your table, but I've never had better catfish. I did not know it could taste like that. And God gave you a gift. This is a God-given gift. Care for it. Tom, you are doubly blessed. You got her and you got her cooking.
CR Mobile. Yeah, Larry, you're more than right. I am blessed. She made 250 Pfeffernusens the other night. They're little German cookies about an inch in diameter. They're very good. And they're, I think Pfeffernusen means peppernuts. And, oh gosh, fudge, I don't know what all. I made French cookies, I don't know how many, but there was a lot of them. And she always makes the dough, and then I gotta make the French cookies, because you only make them two at a time, and it takes about a minute and 40 seconds for each two cookies. So I sit down there and watch TV and do that. I tried a little bit of radio on tonight just to stay awake. We stay up pretty late, but not generally too much later than this. And I'll stay up to midnight quite often watching Gunsmoke or something. It makes me go to bed easier. Hi. But I know tonight my mind isn't working as fast as it should. But I worked a station on 160 meters. That's the only band I don't have DXCC in. And confound it, he doesn't do Logbook of the World, but I still enjoyed it. His name was Roger, and he was in Gloucester, England, I think it was. So that was fun, because DX on CW is really rough, Larry.
DX on CW is, well, CW itself makes it more possible. You take all of your power and put it into as small a bandwidth as CW can be. Goodness. I have to mention to you a fellow whose call sign, let me make sure I get this. K4SWL. His name is Thomas Weatherspoon. He lives in North Carolina and does park activations. POTA, they call it, Parks on the Air. And reviews a lot of radios, reviews a lot of antennas that you can pack and take it out to a park or on a remote. He does summit activations too, but mostly parks. Anyway, he's a very interesting fellow. You've probably watched a few YouTube videos, perhaps well edited. Well, Thomas does not do that. His videos are start the camera and let it go. He doesn't do any editing. It's real time. It seems that, he talks a stream of consciousness, sort of, and he has excellent technique. He's CW only, and, you know, I'm still learning. I can't say that I've had my first CW contact. I swear I have a hearing deficiency that makes it difficult for me to tell at any speed the difference between a dit and a da. And that's concerning, but I still have an affection for it, even though I'm not proficient in it. That's more than you wanted to hear, I'm sure. But anyway, if you get a chance, K4SWL, that's a good watch, in case you're just looking for a way to spend time with another ham that does really good CW.
Mobile Roger on that, Larry. Merging on to, I'm on Buncombe, so I guess it's 14 I merged on to down here. But I've worked some parks on the air, and my good friend Ariel, NY4G, has done that a lot. He does summits on the air, and I've worked him a few times, and he builds antennas and designs them for, like you said, to roll up and carry with you. He's a bloody genius when it comes to anything ham radio, but particularly antennas. And I don't get to see him near often enough, but he's a great gentleman. He's put on quite a few things over at the Greer Club, so I'm sure you're familiar with him. But he's done, they do this thing in Conquer 100 Summits, I think, and he's done that. And so he's well known in that, so I bet you this K4SWL knows him, Larry. I get on there and just talk to anywhere. I don't care where it's at, and I'm not out for numbers in particular. I just enjoy it. This old boy tonight was probably 26, 28 words a minute. And the band sounded like our repeater does tonight, unfortunately. It was pretty weak, but I got him. I wish I had a longer beverage where it would be effective on 160. There's something wrong with my beverage, and I don't know what it is. I've troubleshot that thing, and they're about as simple an antenna as there is in the world. And I just haven't been able to locate it. I did find one bad connector the other night. And Bill in 4IQ's been trying to help me some. And he's got several of them and a K9AY for receive. But mine's about 325 feet long. And it always worked extremely well on 40. But if you look at the band scope now, which is on a 27-inch screen, when I kick the receive antenna in, it attenuates it. It just sinks. And, I mean, beyond your hearing perception. So I just put up with the noise, which doesn't bother me much. But, boy, the repeater, this is very unusual for it to be this noisy tonight.
DOS, and we surmise that it's possibly static discharges. It's quite windy on Caesar's Head tonight, and unless they have they can bleed off that static, it'll get right into the repeater. Couldn't think of any other thing it might be, but you know, we're just armchair troubleshooting, you know, that's not too cool. But 160 meters, that's 525 feet about, and that's one wavelength. Beverages are great if you do two or three wavelengths. You've set yourself for a challenge there. I don't know. Beverage is a mighty efficient receiving antenna. It just concentrates on ground wave, you know, and dismisses other interference. And that's why it's just doggone quiet and such a pleasure to listen to. As long as you've got an A-B switch to switch over. Not every transceiver is made like that. that's only pipe dreams for people like me. I've got a, oh gosh, from the side of the house, I suppose my backyard is 14 feet deep. And it's only 25 feet wide. So imagine, I live in a pillbox of a backyard, and it wants to put up a decent antenna. And I have worked on it, been a ham for, coming up on 10 years. I'll have to renew first of next year. And I've only been on HF once. Made contact with a fella in New Hampshire. I had a delta loop laying on the roof of the house. You can imagine that. Not in the clear at all. Laying on the roof of the house. He caught me on the backside of his step IR. And he heard me, came back, surprised me. Just shocked me, Tom. It just shocked me that he came back. And he said, let me turn this beam around. So when he did, he blew out, you know, he just blew the water in my face. Gracious. So we had a nice little QSO, and he sent me a QSO card. And I recall an evening when you showed me the albums and albums of QSL cards, you know how much other hams admire that. I certainly do. Well, I have one, Tom. I have one. So I will probably struggle with this issue for the remainder of my natural life. And I have had fun every day. KK4JPQ.
Well, one's better than nothing. And, gosh, yeah, I don't send for cards very often anymore. For that reason, Larry, I just, I don't need to. And I've gotten 301 countries, and I'm at the airport now. I was kind of looking for the kids. I think there's 334 or something like that. My gracious, there's a lot of people here waiting this evening. And I haven't got a text from the kids yet, so I'm just going to circle around, I think. And, well, this is load and unload only. The East Coast is usually very, very strong and easily worked. And, boy, what a stepper IR mine. I used to have Mosley TA-33, and, oh, my, it was a long time before I got that, because I didn't have any money, and I went out and took towers down for other people and the antennas down, and a guy told me once if I would take this tower down, he had two antennas, and he wanted one, and I could have the other. So I got me a tower that way, and I got me a beam that way, and I really enjoyed it. But I really don't want one now, Larry. They're just, you know, there's maintenance on them and that. And I can't climb and I can't lift. And so it's just something that I don't want to mess with and leave for the kids to have to disassemble one of these days. I'm 73 years old, if you know what I mean. But I do real well on my wires. And, you know, Bill in 4IQ, he's worked every country in the world plus some. And he does it all on wires and from his home station. So it can be done.
Well, I could be reading it wrong, but I don't take it that you're a ham who just loves to work contests, to be limited to contest exchanges. I mean, that's a sport, too. Let's face it, some of the fun in this hobby is how close it comes to fishing or hunting or, you know, collecting butterflies. I mean, it's the it's the challenge and it's the collecting and that kind of thing. But if your real joy in this hobby is to rag tube, to visit with someone on a regular basis, maybe even a scheduled basis, and to keep track on them and their family and the goings-on in their country and things like that, that's a whole different thing than contesting. There's room, you know, there's room for everybody. I just will recall what is his call sign? Sinsky. Bob. Maybe you can help me there.
ND7J. Yeah, I got a plaque on the wall from him that he got me and said in appreciation for his Elmer. I love old Bob. He's a good one. He really is. And he does contest even then. I don't care for it that much, Larry. If there's a contest going, I'll pick and choose a few stations just for the heck of it and see if I can work them or break in, you know. I used to have a call. It was N0ZHB, and I worked Heard Island like three times from Kansas, which is another skip, of course, with that call. You try to get into a crowd with a call like that sometimes. And that's the reason I wanted a short call. Man, a long call to break into a pileup is just an impossibility. Well, I don't see the kids yet, but when they come, I'll have to shut down because they don't appreciate my radio very much. And there is a lot of static on it tonight. But I'm enjoying talking to you, so you don't need to hang up yet. I'm just sitting here behind the police car. And it says I can. They haven't run me off yet, Larry. Yeah, it's ND7J, November Delta 7 Japan is what Bob calls it. I call him Juliet now and then, just to tease him. Back to you, Larry. This is N0TR.
I can imagine Bob had a little fun with that one. I don't recall I don't remember if you were acquainted with Rod. Oh gosh, I can't remember Rod's call sign. HXA was the suffix. Rod and I went over. He's a silent key now. Rod and I went over to Bob's and helped put up his first tower. Which, there's another ham up in North Carolina, first name's Larry, I'm going to remember that, that did the machining, the engineering and machining on a tiltover tower for Bob. It was electrical powered, had a winch on it, and he could just lower that thing down when it needed to maintain it and raise it right back up. And I guess that's one of three that he has now, three towers. He must have some property. I never walked over his land with him. It's always a joy. My dad taught me that. If you've got a friend, walk over his land with him, and you'll learn a lot about the land and about the man. KK4JBQ.
Yes, Bob sold some behind him. I think he kind of regrets it. He sold some land, and so he can't have the beverages he wants. But going back to beverages, Larry, bills are only about 200 feet long in 4IQs, and he does just great. And his are called bogs, or beverage on the ground, which I know you know a lot more about antennas than I do. So I went out and I dropped mine down on the ground, and it's insulated, like 14 THHN wire. And then I replaced the resistor in there with a 200 ohm resistor. Didn't do any good. So I put the 470 ohm resistor back in, and Bob and Jerry, W4EY, and I think Rusty, they were all out there and helped put that up. And it was just regular electrical fence wire for a long time. Worked like a champ. And it was about 3 or 4 feet off the ground. So I decided to try the bog instead of the one that was elevated. And still no joy. I don't know what the deal is. I use RG6 flooded out there to run to it, by the way. But anyways, on Bob, it was funny. You know how new hams are, of course. So, I'm going to watch this bus. I don't know what he's wanting to do. Go back or forward or something, I guess. I'm going to get out of his way. I told him about doing that. That's the way my tower was. I had a winch on a 4-inch conduit, and there was two or three sections of it, and it went up over a pulley, and I could lower my tower down. Well, he researched and talked to everybody and got all these opinions. Finally, one day, He come back to me and says, Tom, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up a gin pole. And I said, well, I don't understand. A gin pole, Larry, is if when you, I used to climb towers, and when I'd climb them, I'd take a gin pole and go up there, and you would attach to the side of the tower and had a pulley on it, and you'd let the other one down, and Bernice and whoever was down below it hits the antenna, and then I'd take the tower down a section at a time after I cut the guy wires loose, which really will wake you up. When you cut those guy wires loose and that tower starts swaying. But I said, well, what are you going to do? And then he told me how he was going to do it, and I showed him pictures of mine, and I said, that's what I've been trying to tell you for the last 3 months. Back to you, Larry.
Yeah, it's, you know, Tom, this is a complicated hobby. It really is, and nobody will know everything about everything. We have had the good fortune of starting on Tuesday nights. We start a round table for new hands who have questions. And at first, KO4NUE, Chad, I know you're acquainted, he brought questions from other hams who were too bashful or too mic shy or whatever to come in and ask these questions, and that's how we got the thing kicked off. But now some hams come in and on the wrong day ask questions. Oh, questions like, well, what is a counterpoise anyway? What does it do? Where do I put it? Is it up off the ground, or it's lay on the ground, or does it go away from the feed point, or do you circle it around the base, or what do you do? You know, and you try to tell someone without drawing pictures just what a counterpoise does, and how essential it is for most vertical antennas. And, well, anyway, I get my tongue tied up, seriously. But that's been a joy. And Chad, he's somebody who really loves getting back to the hobby. He's not been a ham that long. He moved quickly through the license classes, and he's now president of a club up there in Tryon, the Thermal Belt Club. It's a small membership, and it's aging, and it's still important to those people. I have all kinds of respect for him and how he is giving back. Before he ever got a whole lot of help, he's giving help, you know. He catches on to things so quickly, and then he's ready to share it right away. How about that? KK4JBQ.
JBQ and 0TR. Well, I'll just tell you, he's one of the finest guys I've ever met in ham radio, and I just thoroughly enjoy him, and he'd help anybody, and a couple of times he's been taken advantage of for that, but won't go into that, but he's just kind and gentle, and we went up to his Gary and me and KF4DOS and Patrick and a couple of others went up. Where was it? Over towards Pickens. I call it up in the mountains. And really, really thoroughly enjoyed it up there at his little cabin. And you'd be amazed at his solar array and the way it's controlled. And Larry, I wired panel boxes that would run a complete coal mine with one guy watching it, and that were many, many feet long and 10 feet high and several feet deep, and did that for 32 years. We did the panel boxes for Mine Power, and I wired a lot of things, put it that way, for 50 years, and he done a fine job, put it that way. And And I always tell him, geez, that's pretty good for a guy in the Army. You know, we got a kid back and forth because I was in the Navy. But he really did. And it's just a small place, but it's just fascinating what he's done with the very small size that it is. And it's amazing to me how fast he's climbed the ladder. It took me about a year. But, of course, we had to wait 6 weeks each time to get our, I forget what they call that sheet of paper they sent you. And then when you got that, then you could study for the next test. And I started out as a technician, and then a technician plus was 5 words a minute, and then general was 13 words a minute plus the test. Then the advanced test, and then the extra class, and then I took the 20 word a minute, which I thought, my God, I'd never pass that in my life. And I said I'd never use CW again. And now I probably use it 95% of the time, so you never know how things are going to turn out, Larry.
Sir, do you do know how things are going to turn out? I've lived most of my life trying to anticipate what the next thing is going to be and what the next thing is going to, you know, what the next challenge is going to be. But, you know, here I am. You're 3 years older than me, so that tells the story there, doesn't it? 3 years, and I have stopped trying to anticipate what the next thing will be. Everything surprises me anymore, you know. And maybe that's a good way to live. I don't know. And I just let it come. I just roll with it. Because one of these fine mornings, I'm going to wake up somewhere else. And that's the plan, and it can't be changed. I think that the repetition of your birthday, the days that you live, and the day that you die, that's been repeated right along. So it's an almost certainty, I would say, a certainty. And younger people don't understand, I know you do, that you live every day and look for the sweetness. You take in a breath and try to taste the sweetness of the air. Because, you know, everyone has no lease. There's no lease. Nothing to renew. And you grow to love it a little more every day, I think. KK4JBQ.
Yes, I know. And you're right, Larry. We all have a finite number there, and I don't care to know what it is. I've enjoyed the life I've had. Been some chuck holes in the road, as we call it up in Kansas. Larry, they're knocking on my trunk, and they're getting in the car. It's been a pleasure. As I always say on the radio, the pleasure's all mine. And I'll catch you down the line. 73, Larry, KK4JBQ, and Gerald Chihon.
KK4JBQ, enjoy your visit. 73.